quite frankly, I think the state has made a compelling argument as to how serious this crime was, starting with the amount of money that Mr. Stanley did steal from his employer, over $90,000 in a one-year time period. And the context of what he did is really summed up best by a term that Mr. Stanley himself used, and that is a betrayal of trust. And that's what he did in this case. East Bay gave him a job, and in part, his response to that act by East Bay was to betray their trust and wind up taking in excess of $90,000 from them. I also consider, in determining the seriousness of what Mr. Stanley did, is that this wasn't a one-time incident where he just acted on impulse and somehow had access to this vast amount of money and took it. Rather, the total amount that he took was a culmination of an ongoing scheme, and if I read the criminal complaint correctly, he engaged in 226 different transactions to get this money that he stole. So it was an ongoing scheme that he carried out on a regular basis over an extended period of time.